And away we go. Here we are, off and running on a Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. And you know, it's an interesting morning, as they all are as of late. Do have an announcement to make here. The old-fashioned breakfast, I think it's the old-fashioned farm breakfast, at the Morrill United Methodist Church, scheduled for Saturday, March the 28th, due to the coronavirus outbreak, has been canceled. The March breakfast. They will address each breakfast on a month-by-month basis. They need to take care of each other during this crisis. We need to pray for each other during this crisis, and we need to love each other during this crisis. Prayers from the Morrill United Methodist Church. So no old-fashioned farm breakfast on March 28th at the Morrill United Methodist Church because of the coronavirus outbreak. So there you have that. And news from around the world this morning. You know, no matter how much money you have, no matter what your stature is, no matter where you are, and this certainly is not in the United States, but we have learned this morning that Prince Charles, son of Queen Elizabeth, now has tested positive for COVID-19 coronavirus. So there you go. And the royals are constantly in the tabloids. So I'm sure this will be a huge thing, that Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus, which I think in some way should tell you the scope of this illness. Now, it's very tough to come in here every morning and give the news, because we want to be accurate with our news. We want to be right, because this is not a time to get it wrong. But you also want to be fun. You also want to be lighthearted, because that's how we get through things in America. You know, I remember after 9/11, there were jokes almost immediately about 9/11 and things of that nature. And I think that's how we cope with really bad situations. And this is not the best of situations. That is for sure. And I don't think I ever remember a time where things change so rapidly. Because as I've said, 9/11 did not affect people living in Wyoming. You know, we felt bad for what happened in New York, but it didn't affect your daily life. This affects your daily life. And we're hearing from doctors, and we're hearing from governors, and we're hearing from the president, and we're learning that people who have fame, stature, money all over the world are coming down with this. Now, the hope is they're not too ill. The four cases that I know that we have of in Marion right now, I think, are considered mild cases. None of them are in the hospital. They are at home recovering from this. You could have it right now, maybe not feel all that well, and you might have it. It's doable. It's manageable. But we just have to try to stop the spread. That seems to be the big problem here, is the spread of this illness. We do not want to spread it. So that's where we are. The old-fashioned farm breakfast is canceled, and Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19 coronavirus. And that's the story of the morning. Now, does anybody have anything to say? I don't usually open the phones this early, but you know, this is where we are right now. I went to the grocery store last night, and it was kind of eerie because I went maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, and there was hardly anybody there, which is strange because the grocery stores have been packed as of late. And normally between 5 and 6, they're packed because that's when people are getting off work. Well, on a Tuesday yesterday, not the case. They were barely busy. Now, there wasn't much in there. There was milk, and there was cheese and things like that. But, of course, no toilet paper or... there was milk. Milk and cheese. I think there was bread. I didn't get any bread, but I do think there was bread. But not a lot of people walking around the store yesterday, which gives it a very eerie feeling. And when I went out and walked last night, it was different because there were not a lot of people walking last night, not a lot of people outside. And as I drove in this morning down Route 95 and downtown here, not a whole lot of cars, probably 50%, maybe less than 50% of what there used to be. So the impact is being felt. Now, today, we will be on the air here all morning. Charlie Evers Show comes up 10 a.m. till 12 noon this morning, and Glenn Coble will be on from 12 to 1. And then later on today, we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. If you're not able to get out and go to a church service, you know, that might be something to do. I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting times. Now, here we are. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. Do want to let you know that Sheriff Tim Bailey is scheduled in this morning from 9:10 until 10 a.m. So we're going to talk to the sheriff about what the sheriff's department and people in law enforcement are facing during this precarious time. And we're also going to talk to him about the stay-at-home order and who should be on the roads, who should not be on the roads, what the police department is doing in regard to that, the sheriff's office. So that'll be an interesting conversation from 9:10 until 10 a.m. this morning. We'll be joined by Sheriff Tim Bailey. It's a different time. It's a different way of life. I think we all understand that now, but we always have to remember that it is doable. And that's what we come in and say every morning, that it is doable. I'm looking at this message from the old-fashioned farm breakfast, Moral United Methodist Church. And the last line says, we need to love each other during this crisis. And you know, in a way, I think that's what it's all about. I think sometimes we do not tell people that we care about them. We don't reach out to people. We live in a text world. We live in a instant message world. Well, you know what? You got a lot of time on your hands right now, or you certainly have more time on your hands than you used to. Why don't you call up somebody who you haven't called up in a while? Why don't you tell them why they're important to you? Let's not wait for a funeral or a retirement party to tell somebody that we care about them. And you know what? If you're having a grudge with somebody, or you've had a bad feeling with somebody, you know, we've done this story on this show a lot about the Christmas party, and the daughter wants to invite the aunt, but the aunt doesn't want to come because she doesn't like the mother. Well, you know, maybe this is one of those times where the aunt and the mother should patch things up and figure out why they're angry with each other and solve their problems, because it looks like we're going to be in this for the long haul, but I'm sure that we're going to come out on the other end okay. You know, that's how we do it in America. That's why America is the greatest country in the world, that's why we have always withstood things like this. And we've went through a lot in this country. We've went through wars. We've went through terrorism. We've went through fighting our own people during the Civil War. We've went through assassinations. We've went through a lot. And we will go through this. And we will come through it here in 2020. So that's the deal. And we're going to try not to talk about this too much, because we do want to stay light in a certain way, because you just don't want to get in this muck too much. But that's the news as we have it this morning. The Farm Breakfast at the Morrill United Methodist Church is canceled for Saturday, March the 28th. And at this point, Prince Charles of England has been diagnosed with coronavirus. There you go. So, up and away, I guess, is how we're going to do this. We had somebody calling in there. If that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We had a call coming in, and I have no idea what happened there. So call back. Okay, maybe this is you, and we'll have some kind of interesting conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You know, have you had one of those nights that you think you fell asleep, but you really didn't? You lay there all night long, you toss and turn?
Well, I certainly have done that, yes.
Well, that's what I had last night. I could not sleep with a lick. I don't know what it was.
You know, there's a song about that from Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and Turnin'.
Yeah, Tossin' and Turnin', and I don't know what it was. I could not get comfortable. I don't know what it was. I've been up all night. You know, I tried to lay down on how many times, and I could not sleep at all.
What was there?
I was like a zombie this morning.
Was there something on your mind?
Well, stressful day at work yesterday did help. Sometimes my adrenaline, you know, I get so angry about stuff, you know.
Well, you know, I've learned that a lot of times when people can't sleep, what it is their body's not tired. And,
oh, you think so?
Well, that does happen. I'm not saying that's the case in your case, but I do know that sometimes that's what happens. You know, like when you go out and you do a lot of work, you come home and you take a nap because your body's tired. But a lot of times if you haven't overexerted yourself that day, it's hard to go to sleep because you're not tired.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what it was last time. I don't know. Right now I'm super, super tired, but I don't know. I hope I get through the work day. That's all I figure.
Well, the start of the work day is always the worst, but the end of, you know, it usually happens by the end of the work day, you're feeling okay.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of it, because I didn't sleep at all. I just, like, lay there and, like, you know, like, lay there and did nothing. You know what I mean?
I think one of the problems is, because somebody told me yesterday that they were having trouble sleeping, and I think one of the things that's going on right now due to this coronavirus is people aren't going out and doing normal activities, and when you stay at home all the time, you're not doing anything that's exerting you, and, you know, you're not as tired as you once were.
Right. Well, you got that stay-at-home order, so you want to follow directions, too. You want to go out and break the rules, unless you have to be out.
No, we certainly don't advise anybody to break any rules, but it's an interesting thing, and it will continue on, and we'll see where it all goes. The good news is yesterday, I don't think we had any significant news in regard to the coronavirus, which is good, except that Prince Charles has it now, we know that. But those people are always in the tabloids, so that's nothing new to them to be on the front pages.
Oh, so I finally made it over to London, or France, wherever, yeah.
Well, England's been dealing with it just about as much as we have, and, you know, it's just interesting that a member of the royal family would get it, because you would think they would be rather secluded, but see, this is the whole point. It was out there long before we were talking about it, so you could have gotten it long before we did any of these quarantines and things, and I don't think people realize that.
It started, back in December? Is that what the thing, or...
Started in December, but I mean, I don't think we're really sure when it came to England or when it came to the United States. We don't really know. We know when the first documented cases are, but we really don't know when it was here. I mean, we know it came to Ohio sometime 2 weeks ago, but how long was it here before that? We don't know. We weren't testing anybody.
Right. So, yeah. Interesting. It's going to be interesting to find out exactly if the scientists can find out how long they've actually been here. I mean, I don't know. How long was it since they eat that bat or whatever it was?
I don't know that anybody ate a bat. I don't. I think that's a myth that's going around. I think it came from a bat. I don't think anybody ate a bat.
Well, I don't know what they do in China. They do.
Well, they don't eat bats.
China. Well, I don't know. I
didn't mercy.
Know what kind of food they eat over there. But well, they eat pig's feet and everything else, because I remember Charlie brought in a pig's feet before.
Well, yeah, but that's different than a bat.
I don't know. You never know what goes on over in China.
Well, they have a lot of people. They eat a lot of rice. I know that.
I mean, did a bat bit somebody? I mean, something happened.
Well, yeah, that's probably the most likely case, is that a bat bit somebody.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I would guess that's what happened.
You don't think they ate one?
No, I don't think anybody ate a bat.
Okay. I heard you say aunt. What? It's not aunt. Aunt, by the way. I had a correct.
No, it is aunt. It's aunt.
No, it's aunt.
It's not aunt. It's aunt.
We're not in London, sir.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter where we are. It's aunt.
In the United States, people say aunt.
No, I've heard people say auntie.
Who's that?
You know, Linda Sims on this station says auntie.
We'll have to ask Abby and Michelle to see what they think.
Oh, they don't know anything about English.
What?
God bless their heart. Man. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what TikTok is. I don't...
What? It's an app. You got to get a smartphone first.
Well, I understand it's an app, but that's not my point. I don't know what the point of it is. I understand what Instagram is, but I don't understand the point.
Instagram, well, you can send, like, Insta pictures, or if you want to Insta somebody, like, if you want to talk to somebody right away, especially when people say, it's just like Facebook Messenger, in a way, it's the same thing. I'm like, you can just send, like, you know, Insta messages, pictures.
So what's the point of it?
It was just a big deal back then. I think it's kind of dying out now. I don't think people use Instagram much anymore.
No, I'm saying, what is the big deal with TikTok? What is that? Why is that important?
No, I never heard of it until you talked about it. I thought it was an app. I don't have it myself, so I don't know. You'll have to ask Gabby about that.
Well, I don't know. I think she's addicted to TikTok at this point, but I don't know what it is.
I mean, obviously she has a lot of followers, right?
I don't know. I say I'm not on it. I have no idea. And I'm not even sure what she did that was popular on TikTok. But apparently, somebody said yesterday she was TikTok famous. But I don't know what TikTok is. I don't know how you become TikTok famous. I don't understand.
She danced around with a mitten on her foot.
Well, I understand that. She danced with a stove glove on her foot. But I don't know why that's... Why is that TikTok?
Because it's funny.
Is it?
it's out of the ordinary.
I don't know. It doesn't do much for me.
Oh, out of the ordinary. That just doesn't remind me of Abby on Jerry Lewis Telephone.
Oh, Abby Umali.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
she was a...
My brain, but
Abby Umali, who on the Jerry Lewis Telethon used to sing Ordinary Miracle.
When I use that word, it's just like, oh, that's giving my brain.
Until they fired Jerry Lewis. Fired him and sent him away.
Not a nice man, I heard, over the years.
Well, we don't know that to be true.
No, I just heard. I don't know if it's true or not. But... Well, I don't know. that one interview he's done after he retired or whatever, got fired from the telethon, he was not very nice to those that young reporter. That's for sure. That's all documented. That was Jerry Lewis himself.
Yeah.
Sitting in his chair at his house.
Well, maybe he had a bad day.
No, I don't think he was a very nice man, in my opinion. If I got to know him, I think we would have had a fight.
You would have had a fight. Okay. Well, why don't you bring up your dear friend from Central Ohio, who people remember, I'm sure, who are listening to this program, the legendary Dean of Sports, Jimmy Crum.
You don't want my blood pressure to go skyrocket, don't you?
Well, just watch out what you say.
I just don't care for Jimmy Crum. Why would you want to get me started on Jimmy Crum?
Well, he's passed away.
Well, I understand that, but he was not a very nice man in his older years. Now, I don't know about his younger years, but older he got, and he told lies. He was not a very, and he tried to have a conversation with that man. It was unbelievable.
No, all of a sudden you're the Buckeye guy. Unbelievable. No, I mean, what I don't understand where you and he had a falling out.
It's just kind of, he didn't like to have conversations very well. I mean, even when you kind of have a conversation with a BDI, he really never want to have a conversation with you, really. I mean, you kind of ask him a thousand questions and he gave you one award answer at Applebee's that night, and I about fell asleep. He even bored me. It took him forever to eat.
Do you remember when he got propositioned that night?
Yes, some waitress. I don't know. He sure didn't tell us what she wrote.
No, I wish I would have. What happened was we were sitting eating with Jimmy Crum, the legendary Dean of Sports, and all of a sudden this waitress brought over a note, and she gave it to Jimmy, and Jimmy read the note. And then he looked over at the bar, and this, like, younger woman, I mean, she was probably 20, 30 years old, she was just waving at Jimmy, and then Jimmy looked back down at the note, then he looked back at her, and she was waving, 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 and then he just laid the note down on the table and never said anything about it. I don't know what that was all about. What do you think was in that note?
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to date him, I guess. I don't know.
Date him?
I don't know.
I hate to bring this up, but we need a little levity on this day. Let's talk about the time that you almost ran over the Dean of Sports and killed him in an assassination
attempt.
No,
I didn't almost kill him.
Why? Do you think he would have survived that?
Yes. I don't know why he told him to step off the sidewalk.
I did not tell him to step off the curb. He stepped off the curb himself.
Because he wasn't paying attention with his magnifying glasses. I don't know why he...
Here's what happened. Sean went out to get the car so we could pick him up at the curb. And I was in the car. I was inside with Jimmy, and Sean was sitting in the car. Now, Sean gets on the telephone while he's out in the car, so he's sitting there on the telephone talking to somebody. And I walk out with Jimmy, and Sean starts to move the car up to pick up Jimmy, and Jimmy steps off the curb, and Sean doesn't stop the car, and thank God I was able to grab Jimmy and pull him back up on the curb.
No, it was not that dramatic.
I thought you were going to kill Jimmy Crum.
You're making this dramatic for the audience this morning. No, that was not that.
Well, which part do you not believe?
I didn't even have my foot on the gas pedal.
Oh, the car was moving.
I was moving up there so I could get close to him, so he don't have to walk that far.
But then he stepped off the curb.
And I don't know why he would do that.
Okay, well, is that an over? What? Where did I lie?
But you didn't grab a hold of
him
to save his life or anything.
Oh, yes, I did. I said, whoa, Jimmy, whoa.
Yeah, right. No, he about fell down on the ground. That's why you said, whoa, Jimmy, whoa. Because he about fell off the curb.
Do you realize if you would have ran over him, that they'd have thrown tomatoes at you. He's got a statue in the lobby of Channel 4.
It's a lifesaver with a lifesaver jacket.
All I know is you about ran over Jimmy Crumb, and I felt bad about the whole thing.
I guess it goes down to history, I guess.
And then you left the award. You left the award sitting in the seat, and when he got the car, he sat on it.
You make me look like a bad guy. First of all, I did not try to run over Jimmy Crumb.
I didn't. Wait a second. Let's back the car up here. I didn't say you tried to run him over. I said you about ran him over. I'm not saying it was premeditated.
I didn't know he was trying. I didn't know he was going to step off the curb. And number two, I did not lay the. He's the one who laid it there. He forgot about it.
Okay, but when you saw him,
I don't have a key to his van.
No, he sat on it in your car.
No. He sat it on his van when he got home. It was busted in half.
How do we know that he sat on it in his van? We weren't in the van with him.
That's because he said it was broken. Because he would have told me if he set it on in the car, he would have told me that it was broken in the car. But it wasn't. He didn't tell us the war was busted until he got home.
I don't think he would have. I don't think he saw it. Because he had his award with him, because we went right from the theater to Applebee's, and he had the award with him, and I think he threw it down in the seat, and then when he was getting in the car, because he didn't get in so gingerly anymore, he sat on the award.
No, it was a metal award. I don't know what he did, to be honest with you. It was not, I don't think it was ever in the front seat of my car that I remember. But he probably dropped it or something, who knows.
All I'm saying is, it's on record, we have it on record, that you do not care for Mr. Crumb.
No, I don't.
The late Mr. Crumb.
I do not. And that place over at Unlimited, whatever it's called.
Recreation Unlimited.
Recreation Unlimited needs to take all his stuff down.
Well, I don't know if we should take all his stuff down. He was a bit of an icon in Ohio.
He did raise some money, don't get me wrong, but he was just kind of, I don't think he was very nice. He just wasn't that, I mean, even at the charity show, he was rude to people. And I just don't understand, I mean, I understand that, you know, his wife died and, you know, he was not going through the best of health, but if he wasn't going best of health, then why'd you show up? Why'd you come? I mean,
tell the story where you two got off on the wrong foot. From the moment you met him, because I think that's, people got to know the real story of why you tried to run him over, and why.
Here you go again.
No, I mean that's.
You said that word. You said I tried to run him over.
Okay, accidentally about ran him over. Okay.
No, it wasn't accidentally either. I did not know he was going to step off the curb.
Well, that would have been an accident.
Well, you think he would have saw the car moving?
Listen, he couldn't see 10 inches off the end of his nose at that point.
You gotta watch you in your words. You like to twist the words there.
Well, you didn't hit him. I mean, so it's not like you did any damage to him. Thank God I saved his life. But what I'm saying is tell where you and he got off on the wrong foot.
You know, honestly, it was the whole day. It was when first of all, I did not know Jimmy Crumb from Adam. Okay, you were dealing with him from day one.
That's true.
Of course, you know, I had to go out and try to find his lifesaver, but, so...
Because he got lost.
Huh?
He got lost.
He got lost, but, you know, I did not know who he was. So I had brought your grandpa with you, because your grandpa knew who he was. I never watched Jimmy Crumb on television. I never watched Channel 4. I still don't watch Channel 4. I'm not a big Channel 4 watcher.
Hey, we just had Colleen Marshall on here.
No, I'm not saying she's not good. I don't watch Channel 4. I mean, okay. I watch Channel 10.
Go ahead.
And so I never watched Channel 10. I had no idea what this guy even looked like. I knew he had glasses because I watched every so often. You forced me to watch that.
I forced you. See, you think I use bad words, and there you go.
let's let the lights go around, folks. Come on, let's get the lights go around. Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Okay, so you went out in a search party looking for Jimmy Crumb because he had gotten lost coming into town.
Yep, and me and your grandpa got in his van, and your grandpa happened to spot him in the parking lot. So we get out of the parking lot, we go up to him. Your grandpa, you know, he's a jokester, trying to joke with Jimmy. Jimmy's like, we're trying to ruin your grandpa, too. And I said to him, I said, Jimmy? Yeah. He goes, how come you gave me the wrong direction? I said, sir, I didn't give you the wrong direction. I said, I don't even know who you are. Well, that was Scott. And I said, well, he's inside here. All right. And he walks up there and never says one other word.
So, why didn't you say something nice? You know, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. Crumb. You probably would have gotten off on the better foot.
I don't know. I guess I from day one, I didn't care for him anyway, the way his attitude was. I mean, you don't say, I gave you the wrong direction.
Well, maybe he never met anybody. Maybe he thought that you were the person who gave him the directions.
So he thought I was Scott Spears.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I gave him the directions.
Oh, yeah, huh? You work with... You are the one that booked him from day one.
Well, no, I did speak to him, but I'm not sure that I gave him the directions. Somebody else might have... I don't remember giving him directions. I thought he knew how to get to Marion.
Apparently not. Because he said he was driving all around town.
Well, obviously he knew how to get to Marion, but in any event, why didn't you show him some gratitude when you walked up to him and say, Mr. Crumb, I'm Sean Kraft, I'm here, you know, to help you, anything you need here, and it's a pleasure to meet you, you're the Dean of Sports, and I thank you for coming.
I don't know. I guess because when he first spoke, I didn't care for him from the time he spoke. And then the way he treated your grandpa, too. And your grandpa knew him for a long time, you know? It's like, really? Seriously, dude? You're treating an older gentleman that's probably, he's older than you are, probably? And you're treating him horrible? I mean, your grandpa was just joking around trying to, probably, you know, and he wouldn't even joke with your grandpa either. It's like...
Well, I don't think Jimmy had much of a sense of humor as I went on the night with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and then, you know, later on that night, he treated some fans badly, too.
Well, he did. I was there for that. I'm not saying he was the nicest man in the world, but I don't know that I would have ever tried to run him over.
And personally, I don't call him the Dean of Sports at all. I call him the Dean of Krabby.
Well, he was the Dean of Sports. Everybody loved him in Columbus. Because he wore loud jackets.
Now, I'm not saying he didn't do good things in the, I mean, all jokes aside, you know, but I'm not saying he didn't do some good things to raise money for that Recreation Unlimited. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I didn't know him back in the old days. And, you know, when he got older, maybe he was, you know, he did have cancer at the end. So maybe he was going through a lot of trouble, but it's just my first expression. I just didn't care for him.
All I'm saying, and then he wanted bacon and eggs at like 9 o'clock at night. Now that was a bit of an ordeal.
Yeah. He was very complaining. He was a really complainer, and then he said we studied chicken wings at Burger King. Well, first of all, Jimmy, we took you to Applebee's, got you a free dinner. You didn't do that. Took your wallet out at all.
But you know, the other people from Columbus were mostly nice. I mean, I remember Doug Adair was very nice. I remember Joe Holbrook was very nice. Dave Kaler was very nice. You know, a lot of those Columbus people were always very, very, very nice.
Well, he tried to get you on bad terms with Doug Adair, I remember. He said he called up Doug Adair and ratted you out.
Well, he did, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he did that. I think, you know, he used to get on the city bus and go down to the Channel 4 and see his statue and dust it off, and he didn't have much to do at that point in his life.
I think it's time to take his statue down. Is it still in there?
Take his statue down?
Yeah, it just needs to come down.
What do you mean take it down? You don't take a man's statue
down. Just take it down and bury it or whatever. Just do away with it. I mean, get it out of there.
Bury his statue. Why would you want to take down Jimmy Crumb's statue?
I think it's time to get it out of there. I don't think it should be there anymore.
You don't think it's relevant anymore at this point?
No, it's not relevant. No.
Well, but he was a very popular man in the history of Central Ohio.
Well, you got a TV thrown at him.
Well, listen, not everybody can be beloved, but we do what we can. He just was not in a good mood that night. I'm sorry.
Oh, who knows with him? It could have just been one of those, because he had to drive around Marion for an hour.
Well, it's nice that we can have some humor in the midst of this thing that we're going through, this unfortunate pandemic. But it's nice to revisit stories about the late Jimmy Crumb, even though that wasn't a very pleasant story. But, you know, it's history.
Absolutely.
Anybody else you want to give praise or nastiness to at this point?
Nastiness? No, I just was giving my intake of Jimmy Crumb. I'm just not a big fan of his, and I never will, be honest with you, because it's the way his first expression was to me. He should ask who I was first. I mean, if he would say, who are you? I would say my name, and he would recognize, okay, I wasn't dealing with you. I've been dealing with Scott.
Well, but you
so
don't...
going off on me at first and say, you gave me the wrong direction. Well, no, sir, I did not give you the wrong direction.
Well, at this point, he's going on to his reward, so I don't think you have to worry about it anymore.
No, I'm just saying, sometimes people just open their mouth a little too far and a little too much until they ask questions. That's what's wrong with the world today. Don't open your mouth until you ask questions.
You know what I think
you
should do?
Don't go off on somebody if you ask questions.
I think when we're through all this, I think you ought to find out where he's buried and go and apologize. I don't know where that is.
Are you serious?
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, you got to get this off your chest. It seems like you have to exercise this.
What did I apologize for? He didn't apologize to me to treat me badly that night.
Well, he's not going to... He's dead. How can he apologize to you?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just letting you know.
You just drive down to Columbus, figure out where he's buried, go in and stand in front of the tombstone and say, listen, I'm sorry, Jimmy, that we didn't see eye to eye, and, you know, I forgive you, and get it off your chest.
Forgive me? I don't have nothing to forgive.
Okay, so you're going to carry this grudge against Jimmy Crumb for the rest of your life.
There's no grudge. I just don't have nothing to do with him. He's not my friend. He's not my relative.
Well, I just think you need to get it off your chest.
I did. Every time you asked me about it, I tell you about it.
Well, but you did like Flippo the Clown. We went to Flippo the Clown's funeral. Remember that?
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was a nice, he was a pleasant man.
Yeah.
Don't have any horror stories about him, do you?
No, I don't. Not him. He was a funny man anyway.
Yeah, funny man. But Jimmy Crumb, I just think when this is all over, you should find out where Mr. Crumb is buried, go down there, just say, listen, I'm sorry we didn't hit it off, and be done with it. And then, you won't have to worry about this anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Or you can go to the statue. Go to Channel 4 and go to the statue.
Yeah, I'll go to Channel 4 and tell the president to take the statue down.
Well, see, there you go. You've still got too much anger pent up for this man. He's been gone about 10 years now.
They don't go to the Record of Channel Limited and say, take all his stuff down. I don't want to see this when I come in here and visit.
Oh, poor Jimmy Crumb, legendary dean of sports in Central Ohio.
All right, well, I hate to jump off here, but nice chat with you this morning.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
All right, we're coming up on a break here in about 4 minutes for news and weather. Here's the deal. In this particular time, there's a lot of serious stuff going on, and I'm glad we can still have those conversations that have a little bit of levity to them, because we've got to laugh, we've got to keep our sense of humor, we've got to keep going forward, because It's a rough time out there right now. Do want to remind everybody again that the old-fashioned farm breakfast at the Morrill United Methodist Church has been canceled for Saturday, March the 28th due to the coronavirus outbreak. They want to let everybody know that it's time to take care of each other during this crisis, pray for each other, and love each other. That's prayers from the Morrill United Methodist Church. The old-fashioned farm breakfast scheduled for Saturday, March the 28th. Has been canceled, and if you're watching the news this morning, Prince Charles, the son of Queen Elizabeth, has tested positive for COVID-19, which, you know, it's national news, but it's interesting. This illness has no barriers or boundaries. It's now in the royal family, and Prince Charles is in that age category of people who would get COVID-19. Now, it's 57 minutes past the hour. We're going to break here in about 3 minutes. If you want to call in, you can. 740-383-9944. Charlie Evers Show comes up this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble from 12 to 1. Nate Redmond today from 4 to 5. And then the we'll have a church service on tonight. Boy, that just went out of my head. Isn't that interesting? But tonight, there will be a church service on this station from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you have not been able to make it to church because of this coronavirus outbreak, Trinity Baptist, that's what it is. Trinity Baptist Sunday Sermon will be on tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. So don't miss the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 p.m. tonight here on WWGH Radio. A lot of people have not been able to make it to a church service. Tonight, you'll get to hear one. 6 to 7 p.m. right here on this station. 58 minutes past the hour. When we come back during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Sheriff Tim Bailey. Talk about how this has affected things at the Sheriff's Department and with law enforcement here in town. We were lucky enough to have Tracy Kinsler on yesterday, the Health Commissioner, and Mayor Scott Schertzer, to talk about how it's impacted their jobs and what's going on with them. So today it'll be a great pleasure to talk with a good friend, Sheriff Tim Bailey, about that from 9:10 until 10 a.m. It's an interesting time. We keep saying it, but it certainly is unprecedented, absolutely unprecedented times that we're living in, but we'll get through it. We're gonna do it. It's going to be okay. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We do know that. We listen to Governor DeWine. We listen to Dr. Acton. And we have all learned that this is not going to peak until maybe late April, early May. So the cases are going to go up, but we're going to get through it. Now, remember that Marion has 4 cases right now that we know of. That could change today. It's ever-changing, but they're all at home. Nobody's in the hospital. It's not the cases in Marion are not serious, is my understanding, after talking yesterday to Tracy Kinsler. So we'll deal with it as it happens. Testing is happening, and that's how we will do it. All right, we're going to break here. We'll be back just after 9 o'clock, about 10 after 9, with Sheriff Tim Bailey. So don't you dare go anywhere.
GH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcast Charlie Evers and Marion Bowles.